Snow accumulations overnight will present problems for motorists and commuters, but plunging temperatures and wind chills in the single digits for the next 24 hours and beyond pose dangerous conditions for those getting by on the streets. The Philadelphia nonprofit Project Home started in 1989 as an emergency winter shelter, and that original mission will be in evidence for the duration of our winter storm warning. Let's get the latest from Carol Thomas, Project Home's outreach director. Thanks for joining us on NewsWorks Tonight.
You're welcome.
A busy afternoon in the hours leading up to our show. Tell us about your efforts today.
Today, we really focused on all the teams, of which there are five, going out on the streets and really letting people know the dangerous conditions that are coming and trying to help them get into shelter or get someplace where they will be safe tonight. And letting people know that because of the dangerous conditions, we'll be particularly assertive in making sure people are off the street.
Talk about that assertiveness. What do you do when you encounter someone who's resistant to offers of shelter?
We can utilize a couple of procedures. We try to just work on really letting someone know that it's not safe and show our care and concern. However, for people who are really resistant, we can utilize a court-ordered transport to shelter, where we would call a administrative judge on duty and have the person to be transported to shelter for their own safety. Or if someone we feel has a mental health disability or a substance abuse disability, then we will utilize 302, which is an involuntary commitment procedure that has someone go to the local CRC, which is a crisis residence, and be evaluated. If they are unable to care for themselves because they refuse to get out of the cold and they're not properly dressed or they're at risk of succumbing to the weather, we utilize the 302.
Based on Project Home's experience over the years dealing with the homeless in these situations, do you have a general sense about how many people are vulnerable this evening and how many people you'll encounter?
On the average, on any given night, there can be anywhere from 100 people to a few hundred people sleeping on the streets, depending on the season. There's less people out in the winter. We've had more people go into shelter since we have been experiencing unusually cold weather. People have been wanting to go in. They've been calling the teams to come in. So we may have a few, maybe 100 hardcore people that may be out.
Can you say with certainty that any person you encounter who's in need for the next day or two will be able to be sheltered?
Absolutely. The city, the Office of Supportive Housing, has additional winter beds. All the shelters and the after-hours sites are able to accommodate whoever is willing to come in. There'll be no one turned away.
In addition to your proactive efforts to seek out those in need, how can somebody who's looking for shelter contact you?
Our hotline is 24 hours a day, and the hotline number is 215-232-1984. And we have an 800 number, and that is 1-877-222-1984.
Carol Thomas, thanks so much for joining us on NewsWorks Tonight.
And thank you.